Oh, it's a favourite time of the year. We wrap up the week. We get a nice dosey health of perspective and we get a smile put on our face because Johnny from Epping joins us. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Butch. Good morning. How
are
you going?
Well, we're going okay. It's been a pretty big week. You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about you when I was watching the Kangaroos on the weekend. They were 28 points up at three-quarter time and I said, I turned to the Wisp. No, I didn't turn to him. I texted him. I said, Wisp, Johnny, you'll get the grapper out early today. They got a nice lead. What happened?
If an ultimate would have won, it would have been nice to say they won the second game.
Yeah.
But the Joint, they want to try to win because if they can win that game, they got a bigger chance to play final, to be on the eight. So that's the way, and that's the only chance they have. And I knew they was going to come very hard. But after all that, it's not just North Melbourne they're lose a game just about 20 out from the front. Happen every week.
Against
other good teams.
Yes.
Happen every week.
But 28 points up at three-quarter time.
Yeah, but we didn't St Kilda lost after there was so many points in front?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good
but,
point.
But they weren't up by 28 points at three-quarter time. I thought North Melbourne, I thought the Kangaroos had this one in the bag, Johnny.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to give you an excuse of why we lost. Listen.
Sounds like you got a bag full of excuses with you this morning.
No. I'm going to give you a couple examples what happened on that game.
Yes. Yeah.
Dumonti had the ball on the L defense 50 meter arch.
Yeah.
So one of the Giant player tackled Dumonti right around the neck, and 4,000 people saw that. They all screaming and carry on against the umpire. What that umpire done? Instead to pay a free kick around the neck to Dumont, what's happened? He pay a free kick against him to hold the ball, and then Kevin abused the hell out of the umpire. And what happened after that? To give 50-meter penalty on the goal square.
Well, you can't abuse the umpire like that.
Oh, you can't abuse the umpire, but why he didn't do the job the way he's supposed to do?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay.
Well, I don't know whether you can blame the umpires for that drawn game. It sounds like you're blaming the umpires.
Oh, I don't blame the umpire because we lost, but they had a shocker. You have to admit, Tim, the umpire this week, not just the North Melbourne game, but the whole game, they had a shocker.
Well, fair enough. Okay.
Well, I can't agree with you on
that. You're getting very fired up there, which is why we love, because the passion comes through. Now, listen, what did you think about the bump? We haven't even spoken about it this morning. We're about to have a really good chat after 7 about it, but what was your thoughts on David Mackay and Hunt? And
Well, I am telling you, that bump was a fair bump because it was with the rules it was.
Yep.
And they can't blame me. they can't blame David Mackay for what he done because it was with the rules. But they were blind me because they were saying he was going too fast. How can you control a player not to go too fast? Now, I'll give you another example.
Hey, it's a great point, John. I'm with you 100% on this, by the way.
Now, I'll give you another example.
Yep.
We got back on the cricket.
Yes.
If the bowler when he bowled to the batsman,
yep,
he bowled 100 kilometres an hour. So if he hit him on the head, the Australian Cricket Federation, they're going to go to the clubs and say, from now on, I don't want you to bowl 100 kilometres an hour, I want you to bowl 50.
Too fast.
Because they have an accidental little kill a batsman. They can do that? How are they going to do it? No. How are they going to control that?
No. I'm with you on this. You can't turn around and tell the player not to run too fast, can you? What about Brent Harvey? Imagine you're going back to Boomer saying you're running too fast.
Exactly my point. And can I give you another point now?
Yeah,
that's three, yep.
About the big gorilla, Mumford.
Oh, yes.
From the Joint.
Oh, be careful, yeah.
No, listen. The umpire awarded a free kick on the center square to the Joint.
Yep.
So the big gorilla, he got Terran Thomas and slammed him to the ground.
Yes.
Aren't they usually reverse the free kick?
Yes. And we talked about this on Monday, Johnny. We're 100% behind you here.
Yeah, but why they're doing to some clubs and then they didn't do to North Melbourne?
I think the umpire on the spot made an error here.
You're on fire this morning, Johnny.
Yeah, but you started to make an error. It's not an error. You employed to do the job with the rules.
Yes.
But then the umpire then are by the rules because they do the way they suit themselves.
Yeah, but sometimes they just make a mistake, though. They just make a mistake.
How can you make a mistake on the middle of the square, on the centre line, and the umpire is there 2 meters away from each other? You make a mistake?
Big Johnny got him.
Yes, I know, but it's a bit like, you know, those concreters. Back in the day when you're an inspector and some blokes just made an error with their judgment with the, you know, the Rio and stuff like that. They're just mistakes.
No, listen, they don't make an error. They're just doing it to save money. They didn't make an error. The same with the umpire. When they go to the ground, sometimes they got their preference to the clubs. Because I'm telling you, I saw a few weeks ago, I watched this two teams that they were playing. I don't remember now which one it was. Was one particular player. He got the mark 40 meters out right in front. He was ready to kick for a goal. And the one of the defender, he pushed him to the ground right on the boundary line near the goal square, this other player. So what the umpire done, he blew the whistle and took it off with the ball from the one who was kicking a goal to give it to the other one because he pushed him to the ground.
Rightio, right. I'm drawing an end to this because otherwise we're going to go on about the umpires.
But what I'm saying, they've got the rules for one or for the other.
Okay, we got that. We got that point.
What I want to know is what you had for dinner last night.
What did I have for dinner last night? I had risotto.
Love a risotto. Did Marissa make it or did you make it?
No, she done it.
Right.
What sort of risotto?
With the prawns.
Oh, ooh, beautiful.
Magnificent.
Bit of saffron in the rice as well?
Yes, yes, we did, yes.
And a bit of garlic?
No, I can't have a garlic, mate.
Oh, that's right. It plays up with your stomach, doesn't it?
Hey, Johnny, who's winning tonight? I've only got 20 seconds left. Who's winning between the Western Bulldogs and Geelong?
Oh, so Geelong, because they're playing Geelong, easy.
Easy.
Yeah. I reckon easy they're going to win.
Super.
All right, I think you better have a lie down. You're a bit fired up this morning. We loved it. We loved the passion, but you might just have to have a little lie down now.
Oh, no, I'm all right. I've been watching the soccer all morning.
All right, we'll talk next week, okay?
Okay, see you, mate.
Bye, Johnny. Bye. Have a great week.
God, I love him. That was the only mention we've had of the bump so far in our first hour, but we'll have a good dissection of it now after the news.
I just had it wrong.